SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Our guest today is Yosef Haddad. Shalom Yosef Haddad and welcome to SBS. Will you please introduce yourself to our listeners?
So my name is Yosef Haddad. I'm an Arab Israeli. I was born in Haifa, which is the largest mixed city in Israel, raised in Nazareth, which is the largest Arab city in Israel. Today I'm the CEO of an NGO called Together Vouch for Each Other, an Arab-Israeli organization that works to bridge gaps between Jews and Arabs and bring the Arab-Israeli society closer to the Israeli society. What we call it, Us First, which means we want to work, first of all, for the Arab Israelis, for Nazareth in the north of Israel, for Akko, Lud, Haifa, Rahat, and not for Gaza or the West Bank, which is Ramallah and Jenin. We want to take care of our own problems, unlike current Arab political leaders. And outside of Israel, as minorities, we try to represent Israel, try to present the reality about our life, because we saw that there is a lot of misconceptions and a lot of false accusations towards Israel, especially when it comes to the social media and obviously the headlines that we see on mainstream medias like CNN and BBC, when they completely lie or twist the facts. And it's on our back. And specifically, when I say our back, is the Arab Israelis who live there, when they call us that we are living in apartheid or whatever it is. So for us, it's very important to go outside of Israel and speak about the reality. So we say the truth. We back it up with facts. And, you know, we know that Israel is not a perfect country. So when there is a legitimate criticism towards our country, we know also how to deal with it and not run away from it. These are the things that we do in our organization. I'm also a journalist for I24 News in Arabic and in English, and a lecturer on the topics of the conflict, Israeli-Palestinian conflict, and the Middle East.
We are talking to Yosef Haddad, an Israeli Arab, was born in Haifa and grew up in Nazareth. And you are listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Yosef Haddad, as an Israeli Arab, what is your vision for the future? How do you see the future of the Israeli Arabs within the state of Israel? And how do you see the solution to the Middle East conflict? What is your opinion about two states for two people, the two-state solution, yeah. So-called?
So first of all, the vision for the Arab Israelis is very actually simple. We want to be fully integrated in the Israeli society. And when I say fully integrated in the Israeli society, we are 20% of the population. If you take any official office in Israel right now, there is less than 1% representation in those offices. It should be at least 20%. By the way, there is one specific topic or aspect in the Israeli society which worked very well, which is the medical system, where despite the fact that we are 20% of the population, we are 30% of the doctors from the Arab society, or 50% of the pharmacists. That's really good. I want to see it in a brighter way, and I want to see it in every aspect of everything in the Israeli society. So this is the thing that we're working on. That's the vision that I see for the Arab Israeli society, and focusing also on what we call it, the national service, not the IDF service. Any Arab Israeli who wants to, as an IDF veteran myself, any Arab who wants to volunteer to the IDF, I will obviously support. But I'm promoting the national service, the where you actually go and serve either the police department, fire department, or as a paramedic or medic, or in the special schools or hospitals. This is actually what we call it, serving your country and at the same time serving your society, your community. And I believe that the national service is the key to the Israeli society and to bridge gaps between Jews and Arabs in Israel. So I'm really pushing that forward as much as possible. I'm happy to tell you that 10 years ago, there were only 200 Arab Israelis every year volunteering to the national service. Now we're talking over 5,000 Arab Israelis volunteering to the national service, and it's every year, which means like within the next few years, you will have tens of thousands of Arab Israelis serving Israel. That's amazing. By the way, 42% of them are coming from the Muslim community. So this is great news, not only just for the Arab society, but it's great news for the Israeli society. As for the conflict itself, you know, many people asked me, how do you feel about the fact that Israel is a Jewish and democratic state? And I said, great, we should maintain that, and we should do absolutely everything to keep that definition as Israel as a Jewish and democratic state. And they would say to me, but you're an Arab and you're okay with Israel being a Jewish state? And they said, not only I'm okay with it, but I'm going to fight for it to keep it that way. And everybody is shocked, like, why? And the answer is very simple. The fact that Israel is a Jewish state allows it to be also a democratic state. If Israel ceased to be a Jewish state, Israel will cease to be a democratic state. And this is not something that I'm saying from an emotional place. It's based on facts. Look around us. Look at every Arab country in the Middle East. Not even one single one of them you can categorize them as a free country, as a democracy. And that's why when I talk about this issue, I always bring those two definitions, Jewish and democratic. Now, let's move forward to that solution of the conflict, okay? Let's talk about one option. One option is Israel will do annexation to the West Bank and to Gaza. From this point, you have two options. Either we give full rights to the Palestinians in the West Bank and full rights to the Palestinians in Gaza, and then within just short time, demographically, the Arabs will be more than the Jews, and Israel will cease to be a Jewish state. At that moment, as I said, Israel will cease to be a democracy. Now, if Israel does not give full rights to the Palestinians in the West Bank and Gaza, then the dream of all the anti-Israelis and the BDS organization will come to true, because eventually Israel will become officially an apartheid state. Saying that, way before we talk about any solution or anything to end that conflict, we need to talk about the fact that the other side is not willing to recognize Israel. You know, I've been touring the world. I've been in South America, in the United States, in Australia here, Europe, just recently in the UK. People are, the anti-Israelis and the BDS organizations are protesting against me. And what do I hear? I hear from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. Or we don't want two states, we want all of it. What does that mean? It means the destruction and the end of Israel. So before we even consider any solution to the conflict, the other side has to recognize Israel and understand that Israel is not going anywhere. Once they do that, I can assure you that there are solutions to the conflict. I believe that the key to it also, the Arab Israelis. But we will talk about it. Let them, first of all, recognize Israel, and then we'll see.
As an Israeli Arab, what do you think about the Palestinian in the West Bank? You wouldn't mind them having their own country, and I'm talking about Palestinians in the West Bank and in Gaza?
As I said before, the option of having their own country or not their own country is not on the ground right now. We are talking about, first of all, they need to recognize Israel. So why would I right now think about this while they're engaging terrorism? Take, for instance, Hamas. They're right now controlling Gaza. Hamas just last 2 years ago launched 4,500 rockets towards Israel, to the population, to the civilians, killed Arabs and Jews, okay? In the West Bank, you have a Palestinian Authority right now that actually pays terrorist families. And there is an actual different price or a different payment for each terrorist, depends on what he's achieved. So you're asking me a question about, do I mind whether they have a country or not? I don't even think about it, because they cannot right now have anything, because if we give them anything, it means the more death of Israelis, Arabs and Jews. That's why I'm telling you 100%, only if they neglect terrorism and only if they recognize Israel and the fact that Israel exists and to stay, then let's talk. And as I said, the question about whether they have their own country or not, this is something that we need to address. Otherwise, we will lose Israel as a Jewish or democracy. But it won't change my answer. We have to go, first of all, to the basic, and the basic recognizing Israel point.
We're talking to Yosef Haddad, an Israeli Arab, and you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Yosef, what is the reaction of your family, your neighbors, the Israeli society, or Arabs even in the West Bank and Gaza to your organization and to you personally?
So I've been targeted by a lot of extremists in the Israeli society, not only from my community. So we have the extremists from the Arab-Israeli community. We have extremists from the Jewish society, whether they're on the far right or the far left. The common thing between all of them is that they are minorities. Minority extremists.
But the very noisy one.
Very noisy one. That's the thing. Very noisy one, very violent, very, very violent. They try to intimidate you because they want you to get scared, because they're scared themselves from voices like us. Now, imagine this. Imagine if I would only received threat messages and hate messages. I would collapse. I would collapse. But the fact is that time after time, I get love and support from Arabs and from Jews and outside and inside Israel. Dozens of them. Just shows you how it's possible. Otherwise, I'm telling you, if it wasn't the case, I could not do it. It's not possible. If it was only hate and only threat messages, I would have collapsed. Which brings me also to my family. Without my family, you can't do something like this. People like me before in the past, you know, they tried to do what I do, but they lost their family. And then shortly they collapsed. I'm so lucky to have my family supporting me, to have my family in my corner. Because at the end of the day, when you want to go back home, you want to go back to a loving house, a loving family. And that's what I get. And this is something that I will cherish and will appreciate my family forever for that. They are giving me the strength to continue.
So what is your vision? My last question. Your vision for the future for the Israeli Arabs and for the states of Israel and also for the Palestinians outside the state of Israel.
I said partnership many times. And I really believe in that partnership. It exists. It exists in the level of the people on the ground between Arabs and Jews. I want to make this partnership stronger. But not just only in the level of the people. I want it to be even in higher positions. Whether it's in politics or economics or everywhere, in every aspect of life in Israel. I want to make this partnership stronger between Arabs and Jews. Let me tell you something. Israel is strong if only its society is united and strong. And that's my vision. I want to make sure that the society is united and strong. And I should clarify, I'm not here to mix between the culture. I want each and every one to keep their culture and to keep their tradition. But I want to know your tradition, and I want to know your culture, and I want you to know my tradition, and I want you to know my culture. This is the way to bridge gaps. And if I may allow to add one more thing, language. I think in Israel, every citizen, it doesn't matter if a Jew or an Arab, he needs to know Hebrew, Arabic, and English. But specifically, Hebrew and Arabic. Jews and Arabs need at least to speak those two languages. Because language can bridge also between societies. And this is my vision. To see every Jew know Hebrew and Arabic. To see every Arab know Hebrew and Arabic. And to see our society united. Because when we're united, Israel is definitely stronger.
Yosef Haddad, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I learned a lot from you. Thank you.
עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.